Our gracious, all-wise, loving Heavenly Father, we reverence thy holy name, give thee honor and praise from the depth of our heart. We thank thee for the truth and spirit which has drawn us together for these few days and hours ahead of us. We thank thee that you have allowed us to live at the dawn of this new day and realizing that the feet members of thy dear Son will soon be gathered home. We would look to thee to strengthen us and help us to strengthen one another. Help us to be encouraging, to use the moments in the fellowship to help one another and to honor thee. To this end, Father, we wish to thank thee for this convention and ask thy blessing upon the several services and activities of these days. And, dear Father, please forgive us for our shortcomings. Help us to walk more closely in the footsteps of thy dear Son, Jesus, in things small and great. We would ask thy blessing to be with our brethren, wherever they may be in this vast world. And we thank thee for the vision, the view, the prospects of thy promised kingdom that will soon reach the hearts and minds of mankind. We thank thee that you have already touched our minds and hearts. And now we leave these sessions of this convention in thy loving care and continue to thank thee for all things. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerry, for that lovely opening prayer. And now Brother Richard Goronski will offer the address of welcome. Brother Richard.
Thank you, Brother David. Good afternoon, brethren. I like to welcome you in the name of our class, North Seattle Bible Students, to the 2005 Annual Prememorial Convention. I count this as a great privilege to stand here before you and extend these few words of welcome. As you probably noticed, right on the front of the program, words of welcome. We quote, "A welcome awaits all believers in the ransom and those who love God and the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Let us remember the words of Apostle Paul as they are written in 1 Corinthians 1:9, "God is faithful by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." This class extends to you right hand of fellowship and like you to feel the warmth of our hearts that desire to share with you these spiritual blessings that we receive when we assemble together with the Lord's people that have the right heart condition and study his word. Hebrews 10:25, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." It is very nice to see you once more at this convention. Some of you got little older. Some of you may just have few more gray hair and maybe a few more experiences in the process of chiseling and polishing that he is doing to fit you, that you may be useful and fit in his purpose. Some are no longer with us. They have finished their course, and if found faithful, they pass beyond the veil. Let us rejoice and count the blessing and have a full assurance that faithful is he that promised. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it." Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. When I was preparing myself to give these words of welcome to you, I listened to welcome addresses as far as 1990. That brought back many memories, especially of those special moments of fellowship with their brethren that are no longer with us. One thing is common to all these welcomes, and that is a spirit of the Lord that is within us, that brought us here together to this place in anticipation to feed upon this spiritual food that we trust was carefully chosen for us, a good food, wholesome, a good source of nourishment. It is very important in this age, in this time of testing, that we will pay extra attention that our supply of food will be pure. This class tries to provide you with this quality source by carefully choosing this platform of speakers. But it is up to you individually to try the Spirit. We have gathered here because of one common cause that we share, a common bond that we have with all the Lord's people that bring us here together to feed upon God's word, that we may gain strength and continue this good fight of faith unto victory. This is until we crystallize our characters and pass beyond the veil. So what is the common cause that brought us here? Isn't it the love for God's principles and for one another? Isn't it the love for the truth and the self-sacrificial devotion to his cause? Yes, dear beloved brethren, this common zeal and the devotion to his cause that empowers us in this sacrificial work to subdue our fleshly bodies and fleshly interests, and to continue to do his good work that he began in us. Brethren, we are living now in a very amazing time. Think about how fast you were able to get here to this convention. And some of you I know came from afar. These are the restitution blessings that we have a privilege to enjoy, and these blessings are flowing since 1874, his second invisible coming. We are also living since 1799 at the times of the end of old things. The old world is passing away, and we are now in a dawn of a new day. We may naturally wonder how much longer. We know, observing this world's events, that it should be not much longer. We know for certain that God is in a full control, and his kingdom will be fully established in a due time, and God is a perfect timekeeper. So, brethren, let us leave the time aspect in God's hand, and let us zealously fight the good fight of faith till the end. This is the reason, dear brethren, that we are here at this convention. We are looking forward to feed upon this spiritual food that will be presented from this platform. We pray that all that will be presented will be set according to his will. I wish you, brethren, that this convention will bring to you a multitude of rich blessings, and that it will reinvigorate you in your zeal in service to the Lord. I hope that these blessings will prompt you to renew your consecration vows to the Lord, especially in this prememorial time. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord bless you. And once more, from the depth of my heart, welcome. And if you have any needs, you can contact me or any of the local brethren, and we'll be happy to assist you in any way we can. And now let's turn the meeting to Brother David.
Thank you, Brother Richard. I'm touched by that welcome. I know I feel welcome now. I hope all of you do too. Sister Pam, we have a number of announcements that we're going to go through first before the Bethel service. And one is a reminder about cell phones again, to turn them off or put them on silent mode. The next one is also we have youth meetings, and they start now. And there's two programs on the back book table. Also, there's a comfort list, too, for comfort messages, also on the back table. So as you have time, please go back there and give messages of comfort for those that are in need. And now we'll go down the list here. We have cassette tapes will be available if you would like a copy. Please see Brother Don Newsell for those. If you'd like MP3 discs of the convention, please see Brother Lawrence Kirkham. We also on the book table have the 1916 Seattle General Convention program, and it's in a book binder back there. And if you're interested in copies of that, you can also get those from Brother Lawrence. Brother Lawrence mentions there's a copies of W.A. Baker's discourse on the book table as well. And as far as that 1916 program, shortly we will be posting it on the website. The MP3s from yesterday are posted on the website. That's www.nsbible.org. It's under the media section. And as we get them, we'll post them up. And the PowerPoint presentation is there as well. And as far as See You, See Me yesterday, we had about 13 connections. So, very nice. And with that, I think I got the announcements out of the way, and we'll move into our Bethel service. And we've asked Brother Dennis Long to read the resolve.
Brother Dennis.
Morning, brethren. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh in its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you. We've asked, sounds like the PA's down. Is it?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll speak up right now. We've asked, well, there it's back now. Brother Matthew Palmgren to read a vow unto the Lord. Brother Matthew.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, I register this vow. Daily I will remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. In so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you, Brother Matthew. We've asked Brother Steve Palmgren to read the manna for April 2nd. Brother Steve.
As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. The Christian is to be ready to do good at the expense of his own time and convenience to all men, but he is to be ready to lay down his life for the brethren. He is to seek opportunities for laying down his life day after day, in the sense of giving his time to the communication of the truth, or helping the Lord's people in any manner to put on the whole armor of God and to stand in the evil day. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Thank you, Brother Steve. And have some message of love like to give, and just the brothers here. And We have love from Brother Morris and Sister Lil Wojciech, Sister Jean Orr, Sister Connie Milnick, is that right? And Brother Norman and Sister Ann Cummings from the Winnipeg Convention, Sister Kim Cleary, Brother Larry and Sister Dick. Oh, I can't even read my own writing there. Larry and Dale Larson, and the Antioch class, Brother Rob and Sister Carol Long, and Brother Wes and Tony Kramer, and Rick and Ruth Cunningham. So loads of love this morning for you all. And I'd like to kind of describe how this works. It's a little bit different, and those who've been with us know this quiet break. And means there's no hymn, there's no prayer to come back. So when I come back to the podium, everyone come to order and take your seats. And we ask that you, of course, remain quieter during this quieted break. You don't ask for total quiet.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes. Welcome to the third day of the 2005 North Seattle Bible Students Convention. So from your countenances, I can see two things. That you're happy to be here.
Yes.
And that you enjoyed your fellowship last night.
And we obeyed. We turned the clocks.
And you turned the clocks. Now, we have a whole, some of us. So we have a whole room with people that managed to do that. However, the administration here was not similarly inclined. So as you, if you take a look at the two clocks that are on the wall, the minute hand is, we are going to go by the minute hand of the clocks that are on the walls. However, we will have to think 1 hour forward. Okay. Now, we have had a lot of practice with that because as Bible students, we tend to have been given a little bit of a vision of the future ahead of the world. And in this case, this would be literal. We're going to begin our services today with we're just going to sing a couple of verses. We have a little more time with the Bethel service than normal. So we're going to sing a couple of verses just to get our voices tuned up and our blood flowing and energized. We're going to sing a couple of verses, first and last, of our theme text, hymn number 152, A Thousand Years. I have some messages of love, and hopefully I can get through all of these, pronouncing some of the names correctly. Love from Sister Edith Chandler. Love from Sister Beth Robinson. Sister Ann Kutcher. Brother Norman Pedlar. Brother Chris Bertson. Sister Shirley
That one.
Thank you. Sister Ted and Marcy Martin, Joe and Kathy Migaz, and Tom and Cheryl Reggiello.
And Sister Doris
Lorenz. Sister Doris Lenz. Anyone else? And Sister Stephanie Tower and
love for the Winnipeg Convention.
And the Winnipeg Convention. Okay, we're on a roll. Don't stop.
Brother Bill Zitsky.
Francis Harrison. Cheryl Neamey. Chicago Ecclesia.
Edmonton Area Bible Students.
Brother Ed and Sister
Gail
Grabner.
Ed and Gail Grabner.
Brother Ken and Virginia Rossin.
Ken and Virginia Rossin.
Phoenix Bible Students.
George and Marguerite Chuck.
Portland Area Bible Students.
Send their love. Over here.
Brother Ed and Sister Doris Borowick.
Yes.
The books are all right right now.
What happened? Life's little miracles. Okay, now I guess there's a little bit of confusion about the book table, so I just wanted to mention it. The books that are on the book table that say sample, there are other copies of those that are for sale. There appeared to be a little bit of confusion about that. Okay, Brother Tom?
I'll just say that the ones that are on the table is all we have. I put everything out today, and the only thing that's not out there is the 7 and 1s, and the rest you can order directly for where the tag says.
Oh, I see. So we have samples, we have some copies for sale, and then the rest we have how you order them. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Also, with the there appeared also to be, I think, Some confusion, but some differences of approach in regards to the letters of love and encouragement. Okay? So where we are with this right now, and I guess it's going to stay this way because the general chairman told me this morning, okay, and is that we have a separate sheet for every individual that we are sending love to. Okay, because there was the idea we didn't want to make the photocopies, that it would look better if they were handwritten on each sheet. So, of course, this necessitates a little bit more work on our part. We recognize that. So there you have a privilege of service, brethren. And instead of going to the cookies, you have to go to the sign the sheet over there. And you know, it takes a while. It really is. It is a bit of a labor of love. I mean, seriously, it is. It's a labor of love to sit and sign each one of these. And the list is the ones that we're signing them for, that has the address that we're going to send them to. And if a list has not been started for someone, you can start a list if you'd like. Okay. That's it for the announcements. Someplace here I have the schedule. Very good. Okay, we're going to have our Bethel service now. We've asked Brother Lou Garrison to handle the resolve. Peter Furlajenski to do the vow, and Brother Fred Jesenchak to read the manna for us.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought, I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh in its interest, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I'll be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in the great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and a dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I'll be on alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with acceptance below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I'll avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters, in the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Manna for April the 3rd. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The works of darkness would be any works whatsoever that would not stand the fullest investigation and would not stand approval in the light of the new dispensation, if it were fully ushered in. Let us remember that we belong to the new dispensation and not to the old, and should, therefore, live in accordance with our citizenship and our responsibilities towards the Prince of Light and in opposition to the Prince of Darkness, his works and his ways. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Thank you, brother. We're going to begin. Brother Dave. Oh, cell phones. It should be on silent or off. Got mine on vibrate. Okay.